The law of attraction is at work in your life right now, whether you believe it or not. I know this because I've harnessed this law and others to manifest positive outcomes that defy earthly explanations. I've brought things into existence seemingly out of thin air at times, achieving goals that I could not possibly have orchestrated on my own, but when I was in the flow of consciously manifesting. With over 40 years of experience, I've actually done things like have records removed from my credit report, erasing a large loan as if it never existed, even when I still owed $87,000. I've also met important or key business contacts in unexpected places like laundromats, a person who held the exact right position that I needed to secure my next exact right contract and bring forth my manifesting courses into the corporate world. How I did these things and more is what you can look forward to learning on this channel so you can do even greater things in your life. So what's stopping you from doing this in small ways or large ways? Well, today I'm telling you I'm not here to convince you of anything. You'll have to convince yourself. But first, you'll need three things. Number one, you'll need knowledge of manifesting, how it works, and how to do it. Number two, you'll need an open mind and avoid being closed off or overly critical of concepts you haven't studied or experienced yet. Don't dismiss these ideas just because you haven't seen evidence for them yet in your life, consciously anyway. And then number three, a willingness to take action and follow the necessary steps to achieve your goals, building proof for yourself along the way that you too can use these natural laws to your advantage in life rather than willy-nilly allowing them to use you. Hi, I'm Kate Wilder, and if you're new here, I'm a mindset coach in reinventing yourself using the power of manifestation and other self-improvement tools that I've personally used for a long time. If you found me, it's no accident, and you're meant to be here to hear a message in this video that I know you can put to work in your life right away. When you begin actively manifesting, your subconscious mind needs to be convinced with proof. We have two parts of our mind, the conscious and the subconscious mind. And the conscious mind is that which we're aware of on a daily basis. The subconscious is that which's buried deep within us that houses all of our wishes and fears and doubts, the good things, the bad things, the repressed memories, all sorts of things reside there. Well, we all have the ability to tap into that and change old programming should we choose to do that in life. And in doing so, we also have the power within us to change our thinking and change our thoughts to create a different reality. In this video series on manifesting, you just need a willingness to be open-minded. And even if you're the greatest skeptic, that's okay, because you too can easily move through that skepticism by proving things to yourself. I'm going to help you get there if you want to on this channel for those who have the desire, with specific exercises and practice things you can do and see results for yourself. First, in this video, I have to lay a foundation. You must try to clear out your negative judgment of what you're hearing right now and open your mind to this universal law, the law of attraction, to start with. I can wholeheartedly tell you story after story of how powerful it is because it's worked in my life and countless other people in both positive and negative ways, by the way. It's only when I set aside my own conscious effort of manifesting that things have gone awry in my world, and the same is true for you on some levels. When I got lazy and didn't consciously use these laws to my advantage, I ended up attracting the very things I least wanted in my life. My fears manifested quickly, proving that these laws work both positively and negatively. You've had this happen to you too, haven't you? Something you fear actually happens, draws to you like a magnet, and it's as though you can't stop it. Well, actually, you can, my friends, by learning the law of attraction and using its reverse patterns and using it to your advantage. I'm going to do multiple episodes on this, so if you like it, you do need to subscribe for free and hit that notification bell because YouTube won't continue showing you my stuff. Okay. Once you've started mastering some of these laws, you can also tell when you're off track and when you slip back into aimless thinking where you've lost control of your path. Understanding these laws are foundational to everything, including teachings in the Bible, science, philosophy, universal laws. All of this helps recalibrate and regain control. I have experienced such synchronistic and serendipitous events, both large and small, that have significantly shaped my life, all thanks to tapping into the law of attraction, the law of assumption, and other manifesting principles. By working on a deep subconscious level to reprogram my mind and set my desires in motion, I've repeatedly created results, and you can too. Anyone can achieve this with enough determination, but you need a solid understanding of its power and how to use it effectively for best results. Can I explain how this works? No, I can't fully explain it now any more than I could 30 years ago. That's not the point. It's knowing how to use the laws and implement techniques and let the rest happen on its own. That's the beauty of manifesting. It's surprising. If you're someone who's ready to learn these techniques, it's no accident you found my channel. Consider this your first manifestation. For those who are tired of living a life of mediocrity, your focus can shift to the joy of manifesting if you're willing to get out of laziness and denial and into a new world of excitement and possibility. It's not about wandering aimlessly through life as if we have no control. Instead, those who desire it can counteract negative outcomes we unintentionally create with our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, and live with more expectancy. In this video series, I'm going to show you what manifesting is and what it isn't, and show you how to prove it to yourself, even if you're the biggest skeptic, and also teach some advanced techniques to manifest bigger things that life has to offer. I'll show you how to achieve bigger goals by starting with proof that you can do in small ways first to convince yourself that it works. Once you convince your own subconscious mind, which is part of the process that's necessary, your inner skeptic becomes replaced with belief naturally. This is where you want to be. You're wondering, what is all this talk about manifesting? The law of attraction and the law of assumption and other manifestation laws are as real as the law of gravity in the universe. The law of attraction can be easy to overlook, but it's also easy to harness and use to transform your life. Thought energy, thought frequencies are powerful forces that are proven by science. But don't just take my word for it. This power of thought and believing has been proven everywhere. In one Bible passage, like many others, such as John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. This is essentially the law of assumption that Neville Goddard speaks of. From a scientific perspective and into philosophy, the practices of successful business leaders and anyone who's used these principles have created empires and have had their wildest dreams come true in this world. Most people go through life allowing the laws to work in ways they don't want to because they either don't know how to use it or lack the effort to harness its power and take control to achieve their grandest dreams. Many people are settling for less than they deserve and stop dreaming, giving up on fulfilling their true desires and destinies because they allow fear to get in the way. You can decide to change at any moment. Fear might be gripping, but it's no match for the manifesting process. Contrary to popular belief, manifesting isn't just sitting on your couch doing nothing and saying one time, "I want $1 million, give it to me." The law requires that you get in alignment with the right frequencies and overcome your own subconscious mind's resistance and limitations and blocks first. People who dabble with manifesting without really committing often become cynics because they aim for major goals without having practiced smaller manifestations first to understand how it works and to test out how resistant they are. Just like becoming a doctor or lawyer requires education and practice, manifesting requires learning, practice, and proof to yourself. That proof convinces your subconscious mind to go for the next level thing and try again. Therefore, learning these principles can be quick or challenging. It depends on your level of resistance. Those who quickly let go of this and start practicing with small steps and are open-minded can prove to themselves that it works. You won't need anyone to tell you. Once you have done this, you believe it, advancing to the next level becomes much easier. There'll be no greater schooling in life than this because it can be used in every part of life. You can crack the code on manifesting by practicing and live the life you were born to live, no matter your chosen career, your retirement, your level of wealth, or your desire. You can reinvent yourself using these principles, and you can become who you were meant to be if that's something you're in search of. Are you ready to practice manifesting? Well, guess what? Click on episode 33. I can't wait to show you a practice session with this so you can begin proving it to yourself. But you do have to make sure you hit subscribe for free and hit that bell notification because YouTube will not continue showing you my stuff. So here comes your first lesson in easy manifesting. Get to it, and I'll see you there.